When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hey, you guys, it's Raven Hoquette, and I am back here with another powerful episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Y'all know we love to talk about money and finances and things like that over here. So let's get into the habits, right? Because this is the thing. It's so fun to learn about how to make more money. But what I don't want to do, what I'm not interested in doing, is teaching you guys how to make more money without giving you the habits that you need to actually sustain and grow your money. We don't want to teach you how to make more money and then you get out here and you're irresponsible with the money that you're making. So this episode is called How to Build Better Money Habits. Baby, get the notepads out. I don't know if some of y'all maybe like record over the podcast, whatever y'all do to really take notes and just take heed to everything that's going to be taught in this episode, because I'm going to share with you guys some tips on how to build better money habits. So tip number one, you always need to make sure that you know what's going on with your finances. I cannot tell y'all enough how powerful it is. You know how people say like their strength in numbers, right? Their strength in knowing your numbers when you're an entrepreneur. You need to absolutely make sure that you know your numbers. It should not just be, how much did I make last month? How much came in last month? How much did we gross? How much did we net? How much were our expenses? Did we have any losses? Like, these are all things that you want to make sure that you know. Even if you have an accountant, you still want to make sure that you are having meetings with them. I would recommend weekly meetings with them to ask them what is going on. I don't like to just kind of be that person that's handing everything over to my accountant. And it's like, well, I see you text time, see you quarterly. I like to know everything that's going on so that I can make sure that I'm doing my due diligence to grow the business properly, right? So that's the first tip, is you want to know your numbers. You want to make sure that you know everything that's going on in your finances. Now, tip number two, I know that y'all are like, Raven, you're always telling me I need to know this, I need to know that, but this is not my area of expertise. You might be super creative and you're like, baby, I don't want nothing to do with no numbers. So you're going to like tip number two. Tip number two is get the experts in place. And the experts may not be just one person. I have different people. I can't say I because, you know, since I'm married, I feel like the finances is like a we thing. And we use all the same people, of course. But we have different people for different things when it comes to our finances. We have people that we consult about our investments, the stocks and all the investments for the kids and things like that. And then we have the accountant. You know, we have different people that are in our space that are where they need to be financially, that are doing their best with what they are trained in, with the gifts that God has given them to help us basically grow financially. So you want to put the people in place. You don't want to be that person that is trying to run your business, but you're also trying to do your own accounting. You're trying to be your own financial planner. You're trying to be your own bookkeeper. You're trying to be your own like person behind the scenes, setting up the invoices and all of that other stuff and sending out the late notices and the late fees. If you got clients that are late with their invoices, you want to have all the people in place that you need to handle those different areas of your business financially. So we more so have like auto like type of business. So we don't have like a whole like invoice, you know, type of thing and all of that kind of stuff. But we do have bookkeeping. We do have financial planning. We do have accounting, and we do have specifically somebody for investments as far as like stocks and crypto and stuff like that, that really guides us and gives us insight. So those are the four areas that we have in our finances that we have the experts in place that can basically come in and say, hey, this is what y'all need to be doing and be keeping us on track and things like that. So my next tip, tip number three to get better money habits, you need to go on a financial diet. So I know that the word dieting can be typically frowned upon, but one of the things that I like to do is I like to think about my money like a diet, because think about your diet when it comes to your food. Everybody is different when it comes to how your body reacts to different types of foods, right? Like you have some people that can eat all the fried food in the world and it is never going to look like it. It's going to look like they are out here vegan. You know, it's not going to impact their skin. It's not going to impact, you know, their appearance. It might be impacting them on the inside. Don't get me wrong, but it's not going to give them like this crazy like gut, right? So for me, especially, you know, when you're a woman, you know, in your 30s and you didn't have a child, you got to be figuring out, you know, what's those foods that's really going to put it on me. Y'all, for me, it's bread. When I eat bread, baby, these hips is going to spread east to west when I eat bread. So I already know if it's cornbread on the table, if it's biscuits, I'm going to have me some, but I'm going to have me like one. I can't be having two. I can't be eating it every day. And so the same way that you know what are those foods that you don't want to consume much of, what are those foods that you don't want to so much let into your diet because they impact how you feel, you want to do the same exact thing when it comes to your finances. So you want to know where your weaknesses are in your finances. I know for me, I'm an investor now, but I'm an investor that was formerly a spender. I'm an investor that was formerly a Neiman Marcus ally, a Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, ally. So I know that shopping for me is something that kind of has been one of my weaknesses in the past. And so what I do when we set our budget, we have an allocated budget specifically for shopping, because one thing about me is I am going to shop. So instead of not being honest about what you like to do and feeling like, oh, well, let me just put myself on this super disciplined, I'm never going to shop. That's not true. That's not true. So we allocate an amount of money every single month that I have to spend on whatever it is that I want to spend it on. We literally call it the treat yourself budget. And I have one, my husband has one, and also my son has one. If we're in Target and he's like, mommy, toy, daddy, toy. Oh, how much is that? $10? You can afford that. Like, we allocate for those things because we already know the type of people that we are. Now, my husband is like a little bit better at saying no. Mommy is going to pull out the card. Mommy is going to, you want this, son? You want that? Like, mommy is going to swipe every single time. So I already know that about myself. And because I know that about myself, that's something that we already have allocated in the budget to make sure that it's not something that is basically coming as a surprise. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. So tip number four, make your money go to work for you. Again, tip number four, make your money go to work for you. A lot of you guys are literally out here and you have one stream of income and you got to show up for that stream of income. You got to get on calls with people. You got to go live. You got to do all these different things. You want to have multiple streams of income, number one, but multiple streams of income, let's be clear. There is this misconception and people think that multiple streams of income means that you got to be selling cars, you got to be doing nails, you got to be doing brows, you got to be doing coaching. We think that that means that we got to have 50 different businesses that all require us to be super present in the business. And that's not true. You need to be investing. When you're investing, that is when you make your money really, really, really work for you. Now, let me tell y'all something. You don't need to be super savvy to be an investor. You don't need to go to Harvard. You don't need to take 50 million courses to learn how to invest. You don't need to do all these things to learn how to make an investment, to learn how to buy a stock and get your money to work for you. But investing is something that you need to be doing. I don't care if you just learn one stock and that's the one stock that you study and that's the one that you buy more shares of. And that's how your money grows. Whatever it is, you need to make sure that you have some investments so that your money is able to work for you. Tip number 5, get your hands on everything that you can about finances. We cannot afford to skip over finances. I know that it's not fun. I know that all we want to talk about is how to make money. I know we don't want to learn stocks because we see the charts and it gets intimidating, and we don't want to learn about crypto because we don't want to really admit that it's like a real thing. And, you know, we don't want to look into NFTs and, you know, things like that. But you don't want to be those people that's out here that's getting left behind. Because I don't know about y'all, but I wish I would have knew about crypto years ago. Imagine knowing about Bitcoin years ago. You can think that Bitcoin is a joke if you want, but as we do this podcast, it's trading right now for about $35,000. So imagine knowing about Bitcoin when it was only a few cents and getting a few shares of Bitcoin. You would be up 100 racks just off of something that you didn't even spend a lot of money on. So it pays literally to know about things when it comes to finances. It's almost like it's the gift that basically keeps on giving. So you definitely want to make sure that you're studying your finances, but you want to make sure that when you're studying different financial material, you want to be mindful of who you're learning from. Like, I know for me, I don't necessarily agree with like everything that Dave Ramsey says, but what I love that he puts in his teaching is he talks about tithing. And that's powerful because you have so many entrepreneurs that I'll see them posting their budget on social media and talking about how they made $8,000, but they didn't only gave $200. The math ain't mathin'. That's not 10% of what's going on here, okay? So, you know, you just want to be really mindful as a Christian, faith-based entrepreneur of who you're basically choosing to learn from as far as like your finances and, you know, things like that. Tip number 6, you want to make sure that you stay disciplined. Discipline is like really your BFF when it comes to your finances and building better money habits. You can set every budget. You can make your investments. You can hire the accountant. You can hire the financial planner. You can hire whoever you want to hire. And if you don't have discipline, it will still literally go up in flames. For me, I am a person that previously did not have a lot of discipline when it came to my finances. And because I didn't have a lot of discipline, it was easy to make a lot of money. And then all of a sudden you wonder, wait, what happened? Where did the money go? What's going on? It was easy for that to take place. So for me, I needed a why to give me discipline, right? And for my why is the kingdom of God. I want to use the money that God has blessed me with to advance the kingdom of God. When I pray, I'm not just praying, God, can I make more? I'm praying, Lord, can I tithe more? Because if I'm tithing more, it means that I'm making more. And if I'm tithing more, it means that I'm tithing to churches and I'm tithing to places that are putting the money back into building up God's kingdom. So that's my discipline with my finances. That's my why that helps to keep me disciplined, because I'm like, I want to be able to hand over this money. When I tell y'all, like, I'm not just a tither. I am a cheerful tither. I be running, baby, to go on that website and get, I be running to give my extra on top of the tithe. Like, I love it. I love being able to do that with my finances. So you just want to make sure that if you're a person that struggles with discipline that you definitely have that why in place. And then my last tip, last but not least, tip number 7, think about what the Bible says about money. Because the Bible tells us that we should invest. The Bible tells us that we should store some away, basically. The Bible tells us that we should tithe. The Bible tells us that we should be a good steward overall. Like, the Bible literally tells us all of these things. So being mindful of what the Bible says about money is constantly important to somebody that wants to build better monetary habits on a day-to-day basis. So I know that that was a lot. I could probably give about 10 more, y'all, but this is all I'm going to share right now. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I pray that you don't just take this in and you don't just write it down, but you actually implement these financial tips into your day-to-day operations when it comes to your money. I pray that this episode blessed you guys. And y'all know I cannot wait to see y'all back here for another powerful episode of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. I will talk to y'all soon. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.